Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we delve into the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on CenterPoint Energy, Inc., a major player in the energy sector known for its electricity and natural gas services. We'll explore how behavioral finance impacts their strategic decisions, their approach to market adaptation, and how they compare to other energy firms. Let's dive in.
CenterPoint Energy provides essential services across multiple states. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and framing influence their strategic decisions, particularly in areas like infrastructure, investment, and regulatory compliance?
Anchoring can impact CenterPoint Energy's decisions by causing them to rely heavily on past investments and historical data when evaluating new projects. This bias might lead to conservative decision-making, where the company sticks to familiar strategies rather than exploring innovative approaches. Framing can also play a role in how they present their investment decisions and regulatory strategies to stakeholders. The way they frame the decisions can influence public perception and regulatory approval, potentially affecting their ability to secure necessary approvals and funding.
CenterPoint's strategy to balance historical data with innovative approaches reflects their effort to drive growth while managing regulatory and market risks. This approach is appealing to investors who value both stability and forward-looking investments.
Exactly. CenterPoint's ability to manage biases like anchoring and framing while investing in infrastructure and regulatory compliance makes them an attractive option for investors looking for a balance between stability and growth potential.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at CenterPoint Energy. With its extensive workforce and community presence, how do DEI efforts intersect with behavioral finance for them?
DEI initiatives are important for CenterPoint Energy, especially given its large and diverse workforce. From a behavioral finance perspective, a strong DEI strategy can enhance decision-making by incorporating diverse perspectives and experiences, leading to better problem-solving and innovation. For investors, CenterPoint's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible company, which can enhance its reputation and attractiveness. Additionally, DEI efforts can help the company attract and retain top talent, contributing to long-term success in a positive company culture.
Investors increasingly consider DEI when evaluating energy firms, as diverse teams can improve community relations and operational effectiveness.
That's right. CenterPoint's focus on DEI not only improves internal culture, but also strengthens its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, CenterPoint Energy operates in various regulatory environments. How does the company adapt to different market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
CenterPoint's strategy involves adapting its services and investments to meet the specific regulatory requirements and market conditions of the regions it operates in. Behavioral finance helps manage the risks associated with regulatory changes and market fluctuations. By understanding and adapting to local conditions, CenterPoint can maintain compliance and optimize its service offerings. This adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse regulatory environments.
And this adaptability is essential for CenterPoint, especially as they face regulatory changes and market competition. Their ability to stay compliant and relevant is key to their continued success.
Exactly. CenterPoint's focus on understanding and adapting to local market conditions and regulatory requirements helps them remain competitive and compliant in the energy sector.
Let's compare CenterPoint Energy to other energy firms like Duke Energy, Exelon, and Southern Company. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
CenterPoint's dynamics are often compared to firms like Duke Energy, Exelon, and Southern Company, particularly in their approach to infrastructure investment, regulatory compliance, and market adaptation. CenterPoint's focus on balancing historical data with innovative approaches aligns it with companies like Duke Energy, known for its infrastructure investments. Exelon and Southern Company, with their diverse energy portfolios and strong market presence, offer different competitive landscapes. Each company's approach to managing biases and regulatory challenges influences their market strategies and investor perceptions. CenterPoint's focus on stability and growth provides a unique position among these competitors.
And unlike Duke Energy's emphasis on large-scale infrastructure and Exelon's focus on nuclear power, CenterPoint's strength lies in its balanced approach to service provision and regulatory compliance, offering a distinct competitive advantage.
Absolutely. Each company has its own behavioral finance dynamics that shape investor perceptions and market strategies. CenterPoint's balance of historical data and innovation provides a unique value proposition in the energy sector.
To sum up, CenterPoint Energy's business strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, from their approach to infrastructure investment and regulatory compliance to their DEI efforts and market adaptation. These factors shape their market position and investor appeal.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides insight into CenterPoint's strategic decisions and potential risks and rewards for investors.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.